from 90.7 WFAE. This is Newsworthy for Wednesday, January 28, 2026. I'm Eric Thiel. Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools will shift to a second day of remote learning today, citing, quote, winter weather conditions across the county. It'll be the third day in a row without in-person classes. School was canceled entirely on Monday. CMS didn't immediately respond to questions about what prompted the decision. The district has said previously that it decides to cancel schools by taking into account conditions across the county, given that students and staff often drive from all over to get to their chosen schools. CMS is working on a new academic calendar for the 2027-28 school year. Among the changes on the table, replacing early release days with full teacher workdays. James Farrell has more.
CMS is weighing two calendar options. Both would replace four early release days with two full teacher workdays. Chief Strategy and Innovation Officer Beth Thompson said a working group of parents and teachers advocated for the change.
Working group parent members cited that early release days are very difficult for childcare. Staff members who were on the working group indicated that there is increased student absenteeism on early release days.
One calendar option would start school August 26th and end on June 9th. The other would start school August 24th and end on June 7th. The district has launched a survey on its website and hasn't ruled out creating a third option based on responses. Superintendent Crystal Hill will make a final calendar recommendation in March. James Farrell, WFAE News.
The Charlotte Area Transit System is planning to roll out a simplified fare system, new validators to scan tickets, and require payment on the streetcar. Kenneth Lee has more on the proposed changes from Tuesday's Fare Modernization Program meeting.
After a series of high-profile crimes on the light rail system, residents have called for safety improvements and tougher enforcement of fares, which many riders don't pay. Officials said CATS plans to add electronic validation on platforms across the system to improve fare compliance, as well as on buses. Consultant Mila Buzinskia explained how the system would work.
It can accept payments, and it can validate for a payment you already have to make sure that you have proof of payment before you enter the paid fare zone that was shown on the rendering and designated by Blue Lion.
But she didn't say how CATS would enforce that, given that there aren't gates or physical barriers at the light rail. CATS is also considering reducing the number of fare types and passes, of which there are more than 40 categories, and moving the streetcar from free to a flat fare of $2.20, matching the proposed adult fare for buses and light rail. You'd be able to pay with a phone, credit card, or other cashless methods. Kenneth Lee, WFAE News.
A North Carolina State House candidate from Concord has died. Kim Delaney, a candidate for North Carolina House District 73 in Cabarrus County, passed away unexpectedly Monday, surrounded by family. The state Democratic Party says the family has established a fund to assist with funeral expenses and to support Delaney's two children. Another case of measles has appeared in Mecklenburg County. It's the third case confirmed in the county in an unvaccinated child. Mecklenburg County Public Health says the child in the latest case is recovering in isolation at home. The agency is coordinating with Union County to investigate a case of a Mecklenburg child who goes to school in Union County. Mecklenburg officials also issued a public exposure notice for people in attendance during events at Sardis Presbyterian School Saturday, January 17th. The measles outbreak centered in Spartanburg, South Carolina, has now become the largest in the nation in more than two decades after the disease was declared eliminated from the United States. The state is now reporting nearly 790 cases associated with the outbreak, which began in October, surpassing a Texas outbreak that ended last summer. Most cases are in children and teenagers, many unvaccinated. Republican state senator and gubernatorial candidate Josh Kimbrell represents Spartanburg County. He says parents have the right not to vaccinate their kids, but that might mean they have to learn remotely to keep others safe.
Nobody's saying that we're going to revoke religious liberty exemptions or that we're going to force people to be vaccinated who just vehemently don't want to be. But that does mean we may have to have some restrictions on participation in, for example, sports for a bit. We may have to have an e-learning option for a while.
He's urging local politicians to emphasize that the MMR vaccine has been tested for decades and is safe. State regulators are still reviewing Duke Energy's request to raise rates across North Carolina. Zachary Turner has more on how you can participate in the process.
The rate hikes would be implemented over 2 years, starting in 2027. Average residential rates for Duke Energy Progress customers would increase 18.5% and 15.8% for Duke Energy Carolina's customers. The rate hikes largely fund energy distribution projects, which make up more than a third of the investments covered during this rate period. It would also increase the utility's return on capital projects, like grid improvements and new power plants. State regulators are hosting public hearings starting in Raleigh on March 30th. Zachary Turner, WFAE News.
Population estimates released Tuesday by the U.S. Census Bureau show South Carolina was the fastest growing state in the nation last year on a percentage basis. North Carolina wasn't far behind. Eli Portillo has more.
South Carolina's population grew by almost 80,000 people in the year leading up to July 2025, a 1.5% increase. That made South Carolina the fastest growing state in the U.S. A large majority of New Palmetto State residents moved there from other states. North Carolina was the third fastest growing state behind Idaho, with 146,000 new residents. That's a 1.3% increase. But overall, the U.S. population grew less than 1% last year, as the number of immigrants fell dramatically. Eli Portillo, WFAE News.
Corning Incorporated has announced a multi-year $6 billion deal with Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta to supply optical fiber, cable, and connectivity hardware. The deal comes as Meta plans to speed up the build-out of advanced data centers in the United States for apps, technologies, and AI ambitions. Corning says it'll expand manufacturing capabilities across its operations in North Carolina, including a significant expansion at its optical cable manufacturing facility in Hickory, where Meta will serve as the anchor customer. Corning says the agreement supports projected employment growth in North Carolina by 15 to 20%. The Charlotte Hornets will go for a fourth straight win tonight when they go on the road to take on the Memphis Grizzlies. They haven't won four in a row since 2023. The Hornets have won six of their past nine, but are still 3.5 games outside of the final play-in spot for the NBA playoffs. As the Charlotte region recovers from last weekend's ice storm, more winter weather may be on the horizon. The National Weather Service says confidence is increasing that wintry precipitation will develop across the area beginning overnight Friday and into Saturday, with snow expected to be the primary precipitation type. Significant accumulations of snow are possible across much of the area, with impacts to travel being the primary concern. And for Wednesday, January 28th, that's Newsworthy. I'm Eric Thiel.